we always think about, the Ten Commandments went away when Jesus came. No, he's telling us he didn't abolish the law. He came to fulfill the law. So we have to remember that sometimes, that those Ten Commandments are still real. And we can't keep them. We can try, but we can't keep them. And that's where the attitude of grace comes in, and forgiveness. And Jesus said, the only sin that cannot be forgiven is the blaspheming of the Holy Spirit. In my humble opinion, that simply means shutting God out of your life. Now, there's some people that manage to do that. But as long as you're on this terra firma and above the ground, your spirit is available to connect with God's spirit. So as long as your spirit's able to connect with God's spirit, any sin that you do will be forgiven if you ask. And I hope and pray that that you all know that you can seek God's grace and forgiveness any time during the day. I call out to him two or three times a day, oh, Lord, forgive me, because I can get myself in a mess. We did a teaching on the book of Revelation some time back. I like to refer to the book of Revelation as God's love letter to us. Because as you know, if you read it all the way to the end, we win. That's God's love letter. But he also teaches us about some of the things that we're going to experience and what it means. Revelation chapter 21, 9 through 23. Now, this is John's vision. So think about it. Think about maybe you're with the Apostle John and you got this vision and you're in the throne room of God. This is what he's talking about. He said, then one of the seven angels who held the seven bowls containing the seven last plagues came and said to me, come with me and I will show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb. He was showing we are the bride of Christ, the wife of the Lamb of God, which takes away the sins of the world is Jesus. So he took me in spirit to a great high mountain, and he showed me the holy city, Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God. It was filled with the glory of God and sparkled like a precious gem, crystal clear like jasper. Its walls were broad and high, and 12 gates guarded by 12 angels. And the name of the 12 tribes of Israel were written on the gates. There were 3 gates on each side, east, north, south, and west. The wall of the city had 12 foundational stones, and on them were written the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. The angel who talked to me held in his hand a gold measuring stick to measure the city and its gates and its wall. When he measured it, he found that it was a square. It was as wide as long. In fact, it was the form of a cube, for its length and width were height were each 1,400 miles. Then he measured the walls and found them to be 216 feet thick. The angel used the standard human measure. The wall was made of jasper, and the city was pure gold, as clear as glass. The wall of the city was built on a foundation stone inlaid with the 12 gems. The first was jasper, the second was sapphire, the third was agate, the fourth was emerald, the fifth onyx, with sixth is carnelian, the seventh crystallite, the eighth beryl, and the ninth topaz, and the tenth was crystalface. The 11th was Janison, and the 12th was Amethyst. And I probably pronounced them wrong, but they were all beautiful gems. The 12 gates were made of pearls, each gate from a single pearl. And the main street was pure gold, as clear as glass. No temple could be seen in this city, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are in its temple. And the city has no need for sun or moon, for the glory of God illuminates the city, and the Lamb is the light of Christ.